A new report out on Monday found that the number of executions worldwide fell last year. The findings from Amnesty International reveal that at least 527 people were executed in 2010, down from 714 in 2009. Of the executions recorded, at least 252 were carried out in Iran, at least 60 in North Korea, at least 53 in Yemen, and 46 in the United States. Chaitanya Patel from UK-based organisation Reprieve, which campaigns for the abolition of the death penalty, explains the reasons for the drop.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely a welcome development. And I mean, it's particularly pleasing for us in that the trend over the last sort of 30 or so years has been consistently to reduce the number of executions that are happening worldwide.
Why is it happening? Why are we seeing now a fall in executions?
Well, I mean, I think there are probably about, three key reasons which sort of play into each other a little bit. But there's sort of a general international pressure to reduce the number of states that are executing people and to reduce the use of capital punishment. And over the last few years, over the last many years, in fact, the evidence and the body of evidence that death penalty systems simply don't work very well, that lots of innocent people do get killed, that it often affects the poorest in society, it affects those with the worst lawyers, it affects the mentally ill far more than it does other people who've committed the same crimes. And that evidence being gathered is a fairly strong reason that countries are moving away from it. I mean, for example, in Illinois very recently, the governor, who's not against the death penalty in principle, but who realized over his period as governor that it's impossible to have a consistent system. And the final reason is very much a part of that, which is that in the U.S., the governor of Illinois said it was impossible to have a consistent system. And it's one of the richest countries in the world, the richest country in the world. And how can any other country possibly administer a fair system without paying more than that? And I think a lot of countries also worried about the cost of administering a fair death penalty system, because it's an extremely expensive way of achieving very little.
If we break down the countries that are still performing executions, coming out top is Iran.
Yes, Iran is unfortunately executing a very large number of people this year. I think certainly over the first month of this year, it was great that many more than in previous years. Partly this is to do with the political situation in Iran, which has encouraged the authorities to crack down a little bit on people. And certainly China as well. I mean, China is mentioned in the report, but no figure is given, simply because China refused to tell anyone how many people they execute. But they have been claiming that they're executing fewer people. And I think Amnesty is trying, quite rightly, to put pressure on them to actually release official figures.
Looking at, it sounds rather gruesome, but looking at different methods of execution, we're still seeing things like beheading and hanging, lethal injection, things like that.
Yes, I mean, it is gruesome, but I mean, to put it quite simply, there aren't really any methods of execution that aren't gruesome. People in places like America and countries which have been moving away from methods like electrocution and hanging and shooting are using lethal injection now. But as Reprieve's recent investigation into lethal injection has shown, it's an extremely dangerous method of execution that can result in incredibly painful death. And often the only advantage to it is a cosmetic one, in that the people who are being executed are paralyzed and therefore can't make any noise or look anything other than peaceful, no matter what they're actually suffering. Now, beheading is certainly a terrible method of execution, but not one that's used in many countries. But I think it's possibly a little missing the point to be worried too much about what precise method is used, because, quite frankly, they're all very dangerous and often result in incredibly painful and cruel death.
Yes, I mean, I'm just bringing up this because you think about the word stoning, you think of that a method as that being has been used really hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But although no stonings were recorded in 2010, it's still a method.
Yes, it is. And it's still one that's on the books in certain countries, and it certainly, that is an absolutely terrible way of killing someone. I mean, particularly because not just because of the pain and suffering caused, but also because of the complete brutalization of the community who take part in it. It's something that we should be working very hard to stop.
Where are we with regard to the abolition? I noticed one country, Gabon, became the 139th country to cease the practice. But where are we overall?
We're getting there. It's a slow process, and it's one that's not going to be achieved overnight. And certainly there are some countries which are very committed to execution. And it will take time to do it. But we're getting closer every year. And, I mean, for example, this year, Mongolia has announced an official suspension. Five countries have changed their vote and called for a moratorium on the use of the death penalty in front of the UN, including Bhutan and Mongolia and Togo. And another five countries, including Thailand, have moved from opposition to the moratorium on the death penalty to abstention. So slowly but surely, this is becoming more and more achievable. And as the evidence grows as to the pain of executions, to the cruelty involved, and simply towards the number of innocent people who are executed in countries all around the world every year, and as organizations like Amnesty and Reprieve, many of the governments who are committed to abolishing the death penalty in the UN work harder, I think we'll get there. But, I mean, it's hard to say when, simply because places like Iran and China are very committed to continuing to kill people. A big part of helping the world move away from the death penalty is for the US to start moving further and further towards abolition, because it's the only Western democracy that executes people. And all around the world, people point to the US as being a reason why capital punishment